Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. Well, we're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes, get ready to go to another level in your life. Because it's all about entrepreneurs. We have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, and the tools for you to be a successful entrepreneur. Well, we hope that you enjoy the show. And don't forget, invite a friend. The show is going to be awesome. And now, your host, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Good morning, and welcome to the show today. And yes, we do have an exciting guest, and that guest is going to tell you some wonderful tips, tools, and strategies that you need to be a successful entrepreneur. Also, she will give you some tips on how to be an entrepreneur. So we're going to get right into our discussion this morning. How many of you have ever been to, I know back when I used to go to parties and we would go to certain parties and they would say, we say, what kind of party is it? And they would say, it's a BYOB. Now, I know some of you know those letters and that acronym to stand for Bring Your Own Bottle. But my guest today has put a spin on that acronym. So I'm going to have her tell you all about that in just a moment. But before we do any of that, I want to just tell you a little bit, just a little bit. This is a snippet, believe it or not, a snippet of what this woman is about and some things that she has done. Now, I'm going to do this. I'm not going to read you the complete bio because I'm going to refer you to a place where you can read it in its entirety, but I want to encourage you to do that because certainly it's very motivating and it's empowering. So my guest today is known as the Boss Lady. That's her nickname, the Boss Lady. She's the Boss Lady of business. She wears many hats. Now, I've heard people say that before. We've heard people say that, and some people say that about themselves. And, I mean, sometimes there are many is two, okay? For some people, many is one and a half. But when this lady says she wears many hats, trust and believe she wears many hats. She is a Christian, a wife, a mother, a student, an entrepreneur. Tamara was born and raised in Clanton, Alabama, where she currently resides. Tamara, she served 9 honorable years in the United States Navy. Wow, Navy, okay. As a y'all don't mess with her either. She was a military police officer, all right, where she coined the name Boss Lady due to her fair but firm and impartial leadership. And, of course, she is bossy. So after her discharge from the Navy in 2010, wow, don't mess with her, I'm telling you, Tamara knew she wanted to be here, and she knew she wanted to be her own boss. Thus, she started her journey into entrepreneurship. So Tamara first tried her hand at becoming an independent consultant for Avon. Oh, what a nice way to start. Melaleuca and the Skinny Body Care. She learned a lot about sales, marketing, and branding from working these home-based businesses which gave her the courage and confidence to finally start her own business. So instead of following her original dream of working in law enforcement, Tamara gave in to her true purpose in life, which is to be a blessing to others through empowering and assisting them. So again, I'm telling you, there's more that I could read, but I do want to mention that she holds a degree in criminal justice and is currently pursuing one in business management with a concentration in entrepreneurship. All I can say is you go, Tamara. You're doing some awesome things. And some of the businesses that she's in, God bless you, she's involved in women's success coaching, personal, academic, and professional development, social media management, website and logo design. She's a mobile notary, notary public, and loan refinancing signing agent. So that means she knows how to get the money. She can help you keep the money and help you grow the money. She's got a lot of stuff going, I'm telling you. And she also is a lifetime member of the Girl Scouts and is a troop leader in the Clinton Girl Scout Troop. She's also the founder and CEO of two nonprofit organizations. I'm telling you, she has got it going on. And here's where you can go and learn more about what she's doing. She has a radio show called the I Am Woman radio show. It's also on Blog Talk Radio, blogtalkradio.com/I Am Woman, the number one. And for more information about this powerful, this powerhouse, this woman who is the boss lady, you can visit her online at www.TamaraHinton.com. So very simple. Just go to TamaraHinton.com. And trust and believe, I've been to that website. There's nothing simple about it. It is packed. It is full of information to help you. So without further ado, I want to welcome to the show. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much for being my guest this morning. I want to introduce you to Ms. Tamara Hinton. Thank you for coming.
Thank you, LaLisa. I want to say good morning to everybody first. And I'm glad that you gave that wonderful description of BYOB. Because like you said, back in the day, you hear BYOB, you think of bring your own bottle. But no, for me, is be your own boss. And I chose that because, of course, when you're an entrepreneur, you want to have a brand that stands out. So I'm thinking, you know, I like to teach people how to be their own boss. So why not? BYOB just made sense to me. But just to piggyback a little bit off of my introduction that LaLisa did, I am known as the boss lady of business for several reasons. Of course, because I own and operate a multifaceted consulting company, and that company is called Hinton Consulting Unlimited. And I've been doing this for almost 4 years now after I got out of the military. Now, one thing that I want to talk about today as far as being your own boss, it's not easy. It's not easy at all. Mm-hmm. And over the last couple of years, it seems like it's the cool thing to do because everybody is starting businesses. It seems like everybody wants to be some type of coach or consultant or something, but they quickly find out that it is not as easy as they thought. The first problem is people go out and start businesses and have no clue where to begin. No clue. They think they can just pay a little bit of money here, open some doors, and voila, they're going to be successful. It doesn't work like that, does it, Coach Lisa?
Absolutely not. No way.
Yeah, so for me, in the beginning, what I did, my mother used to sell Avon. I started with Avon because at that time, I had just got out of the military, had a brand-new baby. So I'm like, okay, I need some extra money. So I started working with Avon, did pretty well with that, and then I came across a company called Melaleuca. Now, it's an old company. It's one of those companies where they sell green products. Great company. Mm-hmm. Learned a vast amount of information about marketing and branding from that company's training. And from there, I ventured off into Skinny Body Care. Now, Skinny Body Care is a company that sells, they sell a weight loss supplement called Skinny Fiber. And I chose that company because, again, I had just had my third child, and, of course, I was looking to lose some weight. So while doing that, I'm like, why not get into the business and make money while I'm losing weight? You know, I'll be the example because it worked. It helped me lose a lot of weight and quickly without working out. Now, for me, by that time, it was 2 years after I'd gotten out of the Navy, exercising was nowhere near on my radar. So when I saw this company say I can lose weight without working out, I was all over that. But those were the three companies. Yes, absolutely. So those are the three companies that I tried first as a business owner, and I loved it. And originally my first degree, it is in criminal justice because I always wanted to work in law enforcement. I thought that I wanted to work like for the FBI or NCIS or something like that doing investigations. But after I'd gotten out and tried those three businesses, I'm like, you know what? I like being my own boss. I like being in control of my schedule. I like being in control of my own money, everything. I love that control. So through that and just through learning everything about marketing and business and everything, I was like, you know what? I want to help people start businesses. So I started doing more research on business models, structure, you know, economics and marketing, branding, things of that nature, and it was eye-catching. So I decided to go back to school and finish another degree in business. And while doing so, I developed Henson Consulting Unlimited, and originally I was just only doing business consulting in the startup space. I was helping people start from the ground up. I was helping them decide on the business model, the business structure, helping them with brand identity, and also helping with the paperwork. That was the fun part for me. I like doing paperwork, at least in the beginning I did. So a lot of people don't know you can be a sole proprietor without doing proper paperwork, but, you know, there's some pros and cons to that. So I'd help people decide on that business structure, and then I'd help them go in and file their paperwork and everything. And then after I got good at that, I kind of ventured off into doing other things that I enjoyed, like helping people with their debt counseling, helping people in their academics, helping people with personal and professional development, resume writing, those of that nature. And then over time, you know, I was like, you know what, I like to do so many things, so let me just add this to my business. That's why it's called Henson Consulting Unlimited. And that's how I started doing not just money management. Right now I'm doing life insurance, and I'm also partnered with a company named Solovay, where we provide prepaid cellular service. Now, enough talking about me. Let me give you guys some nuggets to take with you. Like I said earlier, it's definitely not a walk in the park to start your own business. One thing that people are doing nowadays, they're turning their hobbies or their niches into a business. This is not a bad idea. If you are a great crocheter or knitter and you make beautiful blankets, yes, you can start a business, an online business, and sell those products. But one thing when it comes to sales nowadays, you're not going door-to-door knocking on people's doors. You know, we are in the technology age where we're using social media as our advertisement and our marketing. So with that, you have to know how to market yourself. You have to stand out from everybody else to make someone want to either buy your products or use your services. And I'm going to use coaching for an example. Like I said earlier, everybody wants to be a coach nowadays. In my opinion, why? Because it's an easy business to start, you know? Mm-hmm. Everybody wants to listen to somebody who has something to say, right?
Right.
So coaching has become one of the most popular businesses over the last year. I swear, in 2013, I can't even count how many Facebook friends I encountered who were some type of coach or consultant.
And who was not that, look, and who was not that just 2 years ago.
Right, exactly. So with that, with the coaching and consulting, you don't have to have any formal training. You don't have to have a degree. As long as you can talk good and you can catch people's attention, guess what? You can run a successful coaching business. But if you want to keep clients, have those clients refer you, you might want to know a little bit about what you're talking about. Because once you get those people's attention and you get them in, you want to keep them, right?
Right.
So that goes back to one of my next points. After you have decided what type of business you want to start, you want to do some research, you want to do some training. If you haven't gone to college, even if you have gone to college for it, do some training, do some internships, you know, get to know your business before you actually jump into it. A lot of kids at college nowadays think it's going to be simple to get a job just because they have that degree. You have to have some type of experience. You can't jump into something and expect people to listen to you just because you have a piece of paper saying you studied this. Anybody can study something. It doesn't mean you're going to be successful in it. I'm going to say the next thing after you have perfected your craft, marketing. Marketing is very important. Marketing and branding. You can't just say, okay, hi, my name is Tamara, and I'm a business coach. Okay. What does that mean to you? Absolutely nothing. But if I say, hello, my name is Tamara, the boss lady of business, that's going to catch your attention, right?
Right.
Then that's going to make your mind start working, and you're going to want to ask questions. Now, a lady that I love to follow, her name is Cheryl Pullins. She's a wonderful, wonderful mentor, wonderful woman entrepreneur. Something I learned in one of her coaching sessions last year is the elevator speech. I know we're all familiar with the elevator speech. If not, the elevator speech is kind of like your verbal business card. If you're on an elevator, you have probably about 10 to 15 seconds before people either get on or get off. So that's your window of opportunity to give your verbal business card. You have to be able to catch people's attention within 10 to 15 seconds, especially nowadays because we don't pay attention. If you're somebody like me, if I'm on the elevator, I'm thinking about my next business venture. So if you start talking to me, if you start talking to me, you better start talking quick. You better get what you got to say out because, like I said, my mind is focused on something else. And then if you don't say anything interesting after you leave the elevator, I'm probably not even going to remember what you said. So branding, brand yourself. Even if you are selling Avon, don't just say, hi, I'm Tamara, and I sell Avon. Because guess who you're marketing at that point? You're marketing Avon. That person is going to go and look up Avon, not you. You have to sell yourself. Then sell the product. Like another popular company nowadays is It Works, the skinny wrap company. I know everybody's heard of those skinny wraps. Another great company. If you pay attention to most of the ladies that are successful in this, they are marketing themselves. They're not just marketing the wraps or the business. They're marketing themselves. Even with business coach, I'm gonna use Oprah for an example. She's a great example. You know, she's one of those people
Which
who
one?
Was told to, Oprah.
Oh yes.
She was one of those people.
I know
who
her.
Was
I've heard of her.
I know, right? She was one of those people that were told that she wasn't gonna be successful.
Wow.
As a talk show host, but now look at her. You don't even,
right.
A lot
Look
of people don't
people.
Even know, yeah, a lot of people don't even know Oprah's last name, but I guarantee you, say Oprah, you know who you're going to think about. You can be talking about Oprah that lived down the street from you. But you say Oprah's name, everybody's automatically think about the Oprah that's on TV.
That's right.
You know?
That's right.
Oprah, mm-hmm. that name alone should be in the dictionary. When you open the dictionary and you see Oprah, you should see her picture there because she has coined and branded herself. Even though she's known for her talk show on TV, she retired from that and then started something else. She does the life classing on TV, you know? She has mm-hmm. Super Soul Sunday. Then she has mm-hmm. her own TV network. You know, who does mm-hmm. that? Who retires and still mm-hmm. does all that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But
people with millions.
The woman, exactly. But the woman has branded herself and did it well. She is a perfect example of branding. Brand yourself. Don't brand anybody mm-hmm. else. So after
wow.
branding comes your products and your services. A lot of people who are in coaching kind of have too much going on, in my opinion. You want to stick to what you are expert in. You can be a business coach, but you can specialize in the startup phase, specialize in the sustainment, specialize in marketing, branding, you know, choose something to specialize in. Get great at it. Then put that information out there. People are going to listen to you. That's what I said in the beginning. I specialize in the startup phase. There are more people starting businesses than more people who want to sustain a business. A lot of businesses are going out of business because they didn't start properly. Now, I was kind of introduced into the business world at a young age. My stepfather owns his own business. Now, I'm from a small town, Clanton, Alabama. Some of you, I know a lot of you probably never even heard of that, but it's right in between Birmingham and Montgomery. Right in the middle.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
If you drive through Birmingham to Montgomery, I'm the city with the big peach water tower.
Wow.
So, my stepfather, he owns a garbage service. Now, here in the country, the city only picks up trash in the city limits. They don't go to the rural areas. You know, the rural areas are responsible for disposing of their trash themselves. Now, think about it. There are a lot of single women out there. Most single women hate taking out trash. You know, let alone hauling that trash in their vehicle to a dump site. So my stepfather and one of his relatives started a garbage service about 32 years ago. They've been in business about 32 years now. But one problem, yes, they're successful. They have almost 1,000 customers, or probably more now, but one thing I have learned since I've been back home is they need to change with the times. And that's a problem a lot of businesses have. They don't change with the times. They do not have an email address, neither one of them. They do not own a computer, but it has never been taken out of the box. Take it out of the box, or the computer still sits in the box. Okay, so you know they have to do invoices for their clients. Guess how they do it? Pen and paper. Pen and paper.
Oh, wow.
They still literally sit down with pen and paper with the old invoice pads and write their invoices out, stick them in the envelope, put stamp on it, and mail it off. You know how long that takes?
Oh, my goodness.
It takes about 2 weeks to get that done alone. You know?
Wow.
So I'm like, oh, my God, what are y'all doing? I can't believe y'all are still doing the old pen and paper invoices, you know? That's where branding goes back to being important because they branded themselves so well, their business is still able to sustain in today's economy. But I guarantee them if they were to catch up with the times, get online, get on social media, get an email account, get a website, guess what? I guarantee you they can get 1,000 more new clients. Guarantee it.
Mm.
Guarantee it. Mm. So, like
That's
I said,
good.
My whole big
That's
thing
good.
Is branding. I keep talking about branding because it's very important. And I'm sure Coach LaLisa will agree with me when I say, you know, you have to brand yourself. Brand yourself.
Oh, absolutely. Well, yes, I totally agree with you. Yes.
And just to another thing I want to add about being your own boss, that doesn't necessarily mean starting a business. You can be your own boss in several ways. Nowadays, it is the work-from-home movement. There are lots of legit work-from-home companies out there, which I also have some information about that on my website. Okay, you can be your own boss, working from home, setting your own hours, work when you want to work. You don't have someone breathing over your neck, watching you. You don't have to deal with coworkers, none of that. You can sit home in your PJs. You don't have to brush your teeth or comb your hair if you don't want to. That's another way you can be your own boss. Then, as I mentioned earlier, if you want to start a business but you have no clue what you want to do, get into the multi-level marketing. If you like makeup, join Avon and Mary Kay. If you like jewelry, join Tracy Lynn. If you want to lose weight yourself and you want to try some wonderful products, join It Works. You know? If you like crafting, take your craft. If you make jewelry or if you make blankets or if you make hats, scarves, whatever, that's another type of way you can be your own boss. You know, and those are easy ways to start that does not cost a whole lot of money. But if you want to go big, then guess what? You're going to have money to make money. So be prepared. Write a business plan. Please, please write a business plan. Even if you plan to start working with Avon, write a business plan. That business plan is your roadmap. I like to call it, it's your roadmap to success. It's not just for you to use to go out and obtain a loan from the bank. That is for you. That's for you to stay on your path so that you will know which direction you're going, where you are, and how you can progress even further. Wouldn't you agree, Coach LaLisa?
Oh, I totally agree. I totally agree with you. That business plan absolutely it serves as a way to let you know what you said you wanted to do and kind of keep you on track when you, because after, you know, about a 6 to 2 months to a year sometimes, you know, things may not go exactly the way you thought or other distractions come about. Or this business plan, you can look back at that and say, oh, yeah, that's right, I did say I was going to do this. Or you may have to add to it, tweak it. Maybe there's something like you said. What about the fact that you weren't online? All of a sudden you get online and it opens you up to a whole new set of customers.
Right.
So, yes, the business plan, definitely something that you want to have in place.
Absolutely.
But this has been great. This has been great. And, you know, this is a half-hour show, so I don't – yeah, we only have an original about 90 seconds left, but we are able to go a few minutes over, so we don't have to stop right at 90 minutes. But if you if you're on the line and you have a question for Boss Lady Tamara, just hit your number one key and I will open up your phone line. And you can certainly ask her a question, make a comment, but you'd have to do that like right now. Just hit your number one key. If you just tuned in, we thank you for listening to the show, and those that will go back and listen to the archives, there will be people going back to listen because there's been so much wonderful information she's talked about, from the branding piece that was absolutely necessary and needed. She's talked about different ways to be your own boss, number one, different ways to be a boss, different ways to work with people if you are a coach, different ways to, if you're a business consultant, different types of businesses that you might want to work with. If you want to start a business, she's given you many tips and suggestions for the way you can, if you do want to be an entrepreneur. She's also suggested to, you know, test it out. She's talked about training. So many wonderful nuggets of wisdom and information that you have shared here. I see, y'all, I told you, powerhouse. And, you know, just to let you know, I just recently met Tamara through Facebook, like over the past 2 or 3 weeks. And in that short time, she's agreed to come on air. She's agreed to come on this show, which I think is phenomenal, awesome, just the kind of person that she is. She didn't make me wait or say, you know, I can't do it. So she's an hour behind us, so she's had to get up even more early, though knowing now that she's prior military, I know she's used to getting up early. And so, yeah, I was in the Navy, too, so I know what that getting up early stuff is about.
Right.
And but so, and thank you for your service, by the way.
Thank you.
Yes, God bless. Had I known that you had been in the military, we would have definitely had a whole nother discussion offline, but maybe we'll get an opportunity to do that. But so military police, you know, her parents were also are entrepreneurs. I've been to Alabama, been to Birmingham. As a child, as a 13, 14-year-old kid, I used to go there for the summers with my stepfather. So who knows, maybe we're kin. But anyway, but no, you had, and so we've given you her information. You can go to Tamara, T-A-M-E-R-A, Hinton, H-I-N-T-O-N, .com. You can go to her website, and you can, Hinton Consulting Unlimited. So you can go there. You can look her up on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, YouTube, Instagram, social, every, I'm sure she's a part of every major, all the major social medias. Am I right?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Now, I know some of y'all think that she's probably about 19, and, you know, I'm like 70-something. The reason she's saying ma'am, the reason she's saying ma'am, but I also know a couple things. You're from the South, you said, so there,
yes.
People say that a lot, because I say it too. I say it to people so much younger than me, and they look at me like, lady, I am young. But, and then the military. And then in the military, I know when I was in the military, yes, ma'am, and no, sir, were like the staples
mm-hmm.
of our train. Okay, okay, so I still like that. But God bless you. I mean, I'm just fascinated by all of this wonderful information that you share. But again, if you're on the line and you have a question, just hit your number one key and I will open up your phone line. I see people are on, but sometimes people are driving or they're at work and they can't really, or they're getting their kids ready for school, so they can't always chime in, or they have background noise that we wouldn't be able to hear them anyway. So, and that's okay, but you can always, you know, ask your question through Facebook. You can always inbox myself, or you can send a message to Tamara if you would like for her to work with you, if you would like for her to help you get with your business. I like the things you said about the coaching and the branding and about standing out and how, you know, again, with social media, there are so many people that you are competing with. Everybody today is a coach. So how do you brand yourself? So I think you're probably definitely going to be getting some calls for people about that branding piece, because I know that that's one that is important, that elevator pitch, how you're going to let people know and connect with them in that, you know, 30 seconds or less so that they can ask you questions. And so, wow, some good information. Anything else you want to share with us? I know you have your radio show, if you want to tell us more about that and when you're on.
Yes, the last thing I want to add, and the reason I say that I am a Christian first, where I believe a lot of people fail in their business, don't leave God out. You know, this is, if it's important to you just like anything else, pray about it first. You know, pray about it every day. Don't leave God out of your business. I completely disagree when people say leave religion out of it. Don't leave God out. You know, that's the one thing I want to add. Pray about your business.
Beautiful. I love it. you know, and we have been accustomed to, even with this broadcast, most times in the morning, God bless you. Welcome to the show. We pray God's success over your business. Now, another thing, too, you know, you're going to tell us when your radio show is on, but you also said that you're married. Did I say that in your...
Uh-huh.
You are married and you have children.
Yes, I have 3 beautiful children.
Wow. You really do wear a lot of hats, lady. You know.
Yes.
You know. Oh, my God. So as a woman entrepreneur, how does that work in a marriage? I'm always curious about that with women.
Well, of course, it works better when your spouse is supportive. You know, when you have that bone, you know, it also gives you the motivation that you need to be successful. And my husband, mm-hmm. he's also prior military. He retired from the Navy. And then he already has 2 masters in business. So, you know, he kind of helped me help fuel this business as well. So, you know, we work together.
Mm-hmm. Well, there you go. There you have it. So that's wonderful. Well, that's pretty good because sometimes, you know, people don't have that support and the husband may be going in a different direction. The husband, like say, for instance, you're trying to be a boss lady or be your own boss, and your husband only believes in a 9-to-5 and doesn't believe it.
He does. He's conquered the military, and now he's out here trying to conquer corporate America. But, you know, he still supports me in my business.
Mm-hmm. That's really good. That's really good. So, yeah, so tell us about your show when it's coming on. Tell us if you have any books out that you would want to let people know. If not, that's fine, too, but if you wasn't sure.
Yes, my radio show is called I Am Woman. It's obviously a show where we talk about different areas of life for women as far as entrepreneurship, health and wellness, spirituality, money, love, things of that nature. And my show airs on Saturdays, normally at 3 p.m., and I do have a show this coming Saturday at 3 p.m.
Okay.
So tune in for that, and I'll send the link to that to Coach Lalisa so she can post it on
her site
for you guys. And as far as books, no, I don't have any books out as of yet, but I am working on a couple of things this year, you know. That's another thing. Everybody's writing books nowadays. So I guess I'm behind because I haven't wrote a book yet.
Right. Well, no, you're not behind because, you know, you're right where you're supposed to be.
Right.
I mean, you unless you feel you're behind, I certainly don't. I don't believe
Absolutely
in such
not.
Things. Other than me being 58, talking about having a child, no, I'm totally behind and going to stay behind on that one. But... you know, I have no children. If somebody was to say to me, well, don't you think you need? No, thank you. I've seen what you all are doing, and trust and believe it's enough for me. It satisfies me just watching you all struggle. Not struggle, but I see these kids.
You just don't think it's a journey. It's a journey, not a struggle. It's a journey.
What a journey. What a journey. And one that I've got enough journeys in my little life. But no, yeah, I just wanted to make sure if you did have one to let people know about it.
Okay.
And you're right, a lot of people are writing books, and they've made it so easy. So, again, like you said with the coaching, when something is easy, you will have a lot more people jumping in on things.
Right.
When things are made easy, and so that tends to be an attraction when things are simple, when things are simplified, and when things are made easy. So the same thing with books is so easier now because you can do e-books and you can do audio books and, you know, things that when I was, you know, a young woman wasn't even thought of. Well, it was available, but, you know, it wasn't even easy to get the information about it. And social media has made information sharing easy is an understatement, okay?
Right.
The internet, the internet, because before social networking and media came out, we had the internet going back 20 years ago, 1990, so about 24 years ago. I remember when they came out with the World Wide Network. And that's what we used to call it back then. It was the World Wide Network. So nobody knew to call it www. And now you don't even have to say www. You don't even have to use it. That made information, getting information, simple. Made it simple.
Right.
Still not so easy for people. Still not so easy for people because, like you said, some people don't even own a computer.
Right.
Okay. So even though it's simple, still not so easy. But great. So, oh my God, Tamara, you are a blessing. God bless you. Thank you so much.
Yes.
So glad. Oh my God, so glad we met. Thank you for all the sharing. You share so much powerful stuff. Definitely for people who want to connect with you, you can find her on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Tamara, T-A-M-E-R-A, Tamara Hinton. Please look her up or you can inbox me. I sent out information with her bio, her information. You can find it on Facebook, on my page as well. You can go to her website, TamaraHinton.com, TamaraHinton.com. Please go to her website, check her out, sign up for her trainings, ask her questions. There's no excuse, there's no reason that people cannot live their dreams, and she's a beautiful woman. I've seen the pictures, very smart. Military background, going to school, working on a master's degree in business. I mean, it doesn't get any better than that for you to have a well-qualified person to walk with you and to help you and to, you know, get you in shape and get you in line. So, again, thanks for tuning in. Thanks for listening to the show. We'll be back tomorrow, Wednesday. We have another powerful guest coming on tomorrow. The rest of the week, I know I do apologize if you tuned in yesterday and you weren't able to get us. So we will have that guest, Miss Yolanda Roberts, to tell us all about how to eat right so we can be healthy, so we can work all these businesses and be the boss lady and the boss man and the boss teenager and everything. So she'll be on the following Monday, so make sure you tune back in for that. And we appreciate you all. Thank you so much, Tamara. Love you. God bless you. And I look forward to having you back on another time.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Everyone, have a blessed and wonderful day.
That's right. There's no stopping you now. Well, thank you for tuning in to another segment of All About Entrepreneurs. Don't forget, stop by our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/allaboutentrepreneurs. And visit us on the web at www.release-your-power.com. Like our friend page on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at twitterandfacebook.com/CoachLalisa. If you would like to get in touch with one of the entrepreneurs or one of the guests that you've heard on this show, please send us a request on Facebook or on Twitter or right here on Blog Talk Radio. Well, if you're not an entrepreneur yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. Go out and make it happen. Again, we'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place, for another exciting episode of All About Entrepreneurs. Stay tuned for our conferences, our seminars, and our webinars where you can get further trained as you develop just what you are and just what you want to do. Again, this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.